In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The feast of Christmas, the feast of the Nativity of our Lord, brings with it the promise of joy and peace. At least that's what all of us here hope. But for many this Christmas, not just here, but everywhere, Christmas is a time when our greatest fears and struggles are magnified. And our greatest fears, our greatest struggles, when we get down to the nuts and bolts of life, are the fear of being alone and the fear of being unloved. And those two fears become so present for us, the fear of being alone and being unloved, because at Christmas time we are expected to not be by ourselves. We are expected to feel loved. And so the world tells us that if we only give Christmas our best shot, then you and I will no longer be alone, and we will no longer feel unloved. But you know as well as I do that this is simply untrue. We can't force ourselves to feel no longer alone and no longer unloved. You and I can go to as many Christmas parties as we'd like. We can put on our best smile and even feel happy for a moment. But we know deep down that life is not what we wish it could be. We know deep down that we really don't belong. But that is one of the reasons, maybe even the main reason, that the Holy Church gives us this gospel reading on this day, this Sunday, this forefeast of the Nativity of Christ. You just heard it read, 42 generations in all, filled with faces we don't know, and names that we can barely pronounce. Some of them were holy, others were not. Some of them were saints, some of them were great sinners. But all of them, every last one of them, was part of Jesus' family tree. But we read that gospel reading on this day not simply as a history lesson, and we don't do it simply to fill a gap on a Sunday morning before Christmas. No, we do it. We read all of those names each and every year, and we mention the relatives of Jesus who were extraordinarily good and others who were extraordinarily awful. We do it so that every one of us here today can find our place in his story. We do it so that every one of us here today can find our spot in his family tree. Especially those of us who this Christmas are longing for that very thing. Family or friends whom we can be around and no longer feel alone and no longer feel like we are unloved. But this, dear friends, this mystery of him becoming who we are, this is the single moment in all of human history when God's story finally becomes our story. This is the single moment in all of human history when you and I can look at Jesus and say to him, say to an infant's face, come what may, I am sticking with you because you are here and you are sticking with me forever. These next few days will, God willing, bring all of us great joy. But I'm sure that they will all begin to press us just a bit. But when you begin to feel that press of feeling alone and unloved, when you begin to feel down or despairing or wondering why life has shaken out the way it has for you, when you begin to say, I'm all alone and I feel unloved, when that happens, remember this gospel. Remember this gospel. Because we learn today that we have nothing to fear. Because if Jesus was kind enough to welcome all of those people into his family, then there is certainly room for all of us. And that is, I pray, enough to give all of us a good dose of peace this Christmas. May God grant it for the sake of his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.